Well, hello, everybody. This is Pastor Bert Cloud with your Sunday forecast. I hope you're doing great. And I hope you've had a chance to go outside, maybe enjoy some buds and blooms and the like. It's also been a season of watery eyes and sneezing and all that kind of stuff. So I hope you're taking care of yourself, too. Maybe you've had a chance to go downtown and to see the cherry blossoms. I haven't yet. I was hoping to go, but I'm not sure I'm going to make it in time to see the peak. I'm always kind of late to the party anyway. Now, speaking of parties, this Sunday, we have 100% chance of dealing with a party as we come to the scriptures that we're working our way through. We continue our series called Everything Between, and we have been looking at how extremes don't necessarily always encapsulate, give us a full sense of the truth and the beauty of things that are going on. The world oftentimes presents polarities or opposites or either or right or wrong or black or white. And the reality is that nearly all of us feel the tension of those extremes and the pressure that comes to choose. It's either this or that. Yet in the scriptures, we encounter that these things, these dualities, these opposites might instead be connected with each other and kind of working along a spectrum, or perhaps even kind of travel in full circle. So this week, we will be working with the ideas of lost and found. Certainly, we have talked about rest and growth and faith and works and the like, but this week it is lost and found, and we will be working with the parable, the teaching story of Jesus of the parable of the lost sheep. So I want to read this for you so that you can be thinking about it and getting ready for our time together on Sunday. It's found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. Reads like this. All the tax collectors and sinners were gathering around Jesus to listen to him. The Pharisees and legal experts were grumbling, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Jesus told them this parable. Suppose someone among you had 100 sheep and lost one of them. Wouldn't he leave the other 99 in the pasture and search for the lost one until he finds it? And when he finds it, he is thrilled and places it on his shoulders. When he arrives home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Celebrate with me because I've found my lost sheep." In the same way, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who changes both heart and life than over 99 righteous people who have no need to change their hearts or lives. Now, this is from the Common English Bible Translation, and I am really looking forward to spending some time with you this Sunday dealing with all that is there and, you know, being part of the party. So God bless you. Have a great week, and I'll look forward to seeing you soon. Take care.